This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
Welcome to Specsaver, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to me. Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. Heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, May 29th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. It's our last show of May, an end to the month. We celebrated May Day, Mother's Day, Victoria Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and other happy occasions. Now at month's end, we can look back. We can smile as we remember our past good times. And we can use the lessons we learn to strengthen us when we recall past goals, dreams, and things not completed. We can resolve to focus on the future and refresh the map we've charted for ourselves. The past laid our foundation for our future. Now we can welcome change. We can focus on that future. We can build on hope, not fear. Last Saturday, we had 44,640 minutes head start on summer's official start of June 20th. Today, May 29th, we have 31,680 minutes head start to summer. What did you do this past week in the last 12,960 minutes that went by? What gave you pleasure or satisfaction? If little or nothing comes to mind, now can be the time you gain a fresh perspective and decide what it is you want to do from today onward. Today will be 900 minutes long, so you have plenty of time to look around you and determine your to-do list. What can you do to be and stay healthy? What can you do to make your surroundings more pleasing or safe? What can you do to make others happy? What needs to be done? What do you wish to do? What are your goals and dreams? What's important to you? You don't have to hold on to the old. You can embrace the present and release the past. Today gives you a fresh opportunity to start whatever you wish. You can learn from your past and chart your new course. Your life is in motion. Time is ticking, and it's up to you to fill the moments. When you feel overwhelmed, know that we each just have two legs and can only move one step at a time. Some of us may move faster than others, but you do have the capacity to move towards your goals. You can set your own pace. You have the ability to act and accomplish and achieve satisfaction from living your best life today and every day. None of us need to do this alone. Sometimes we need information to enlighten us so we can get answers to empower us to move forward. Each of us is unique. Our goals differ, but we can help one another. My knowledge base may not be yours and yours not mine, but we can ask questions of one another and learn what we need to find our own way. It's okay to take your own path. It's also okay to ask for help when you need it and share what you can as well. So here we are, May 29th, almost at month's end. If you aren't happy where you are, consider this the perfect time to say enough. Chapter closed. Now I start again, and then do just that. Set new goals or refresh your old ones, and just resolve that you'll do the best you can to live well and be happy. Aim high, but know that perfection isn't important. Your effort and the striving to accomplish that which will enrich your life will give you joy. And know that what you can't do, you don't have to do alone. You can keep going with the help of others. Sometimes it requires a team to succeed. When you have questions, find the best source of information for your particular problem, and then ask, learn, and move on. Myself and the From a Woman's Perspective team are here for you. Feel free to call upon us when you need our advice or areas of expertise. You're welcome to pose your questions of us, and we'll do our best to help you find the solutions that you seek. Our contact information is on my website, marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. Or you're welcome to call me at 416-504-6777. It's never too late to make a fresh start. All you have to do is make the best of every day. Today, in fact, right now, you can use this hour to learn from the From a Woman's Perspective experts and then take your life on and live it well, despite the new normal. Look around you. Opportunities are there. All you need to do is find what makes you happy and then enjoy the journey you map for yourself. In a moment, we'll start by learning how to make your money work for you in retirement with senior wealth advisor Darren Farwell of the Farwell Group. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome to Specsaver, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today. Online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, Senior Wealth Advisor Darren Farwell of the Farwell Group joins us and continues to inform us on how to take charge of our money and plan for our best retirement. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Marilyn. Nice to see the good weather here. Marilyn, this morning, I'm going to touch on how to stay in touch with family investments and long-term financial planning, even when it's your not most favorite thing to do, even when you'd rather not. There's two things you can do. You can create a financial inventory, and you can also create a special annual review meeting, you know, for the person who doesn't really want to. Look, one of the strengths of being a couple, after all, is that sort of age-old process of division of labor. You can split up all those tasks that could and should be done between the two of you. Like, you like cutting the lawn, so you can do that. It works better for me if I drop off and pick up the dry cleaning on Saturdays. So I'll do that, et cetera, et cetera. But what about the long-term financial planning and family investments? I mean, that's just not going to be nearly so easy as getting the grass done or the dry cleaning picked up if something happens to the person who's been looking after it. And here's the rub. Research shows conclusively, more often than not, definitely not always, but more often than not, it is the husband who is tasked with the family financial planning and family investment. In large part, this is due to a lack of confidence in the area of investing for many wives, or simply, and this is often the case, just a lack of interest. But research also shows just as conclusively that women in general outlive men. In fact, 90% of women will be solely responsible for financial decision making without a partner at some point in their life. So the challenge is how to be prepared without having to be a financial or investment expert along the way. Of course, one simple suggestion pops to mind immediately, one that we highly recommend at the Farwell Group and are happy to help with. Get some education. Increase your knowledge and comfort over time, starting today. That's a good plan. But we also know there's lots of people out there who, for all sorts of reasons, just don't want to. So then what? How can you stay in touch with family planning, and we're talking about financial planning and investments, even when you'd rather not? Here's what Pam does. Pam and Jamie are in their 70s. Jamie has always looked after the long-term family planning, not in terms of establishing their goals and objectives. They do all of that together, but in terms of converting their plans into a simple, written, long-term financial plan. Well, Jamie did that. Jamie also manages the family investments. Although it is Pam who meticulously manages the household finances day to day and month to month. A few years ago, Jamie had a serious health scare. It's all okay now, but Pam realized how unprepared she was if Jamie was gone. Based on that realization, here are two things that Pam and Jamie have done to help Pam stay in touch, even though she really doesn't want to. Number one, they agreed to create a financial inventory in a format that Pam connects with so that she can get details about where things are quickly and easily, in a book they've put together in a special place in the filing cabinet that she knows where it is. We'll talk more about this idea in the coming weeks. And number two, at least once a year, Pam is going to attend with Jamie a special review meeting. Jamie, Pam, and their financial advisor that Jamie works with. This is something we do at the Farwell Group to the point of insistence with our couple clients. This annual review meeting with Pam and Jamie is set up specifically to review things in a communication style and at a level of detail that Pam has discussed and works for her. So Pam can get the information she needs in the style that she needs and be informed and prepared if anything were to happen to Jamie. In our first meetings together with Pam, she's become, now that she's established this habit, has become more and more engaged and more comfortable asking questions. And that's good. So Marilyn, two things you can do to stay in touch with family planning and investments, even if you don't want to. Number one, create a family financial inventory. And number two, have a special meeting designed for the partner who is less interested.
Well, Darren, knowledge is power. You always empower the people you work with by educating them. And this sounds like a plan, a financial inventory, a division of labor and an annual review. It sounds good. So if someone wants to talk to you, perhaps about reviewing where they are and gaining some knowledge so they can be empowered to control their finances going forward, how do we reach you?
Please feel free to call 416-863-7501. A real person will pick up the line. Also, you can visit our website, thefarwellgroup.ca.
And there's a link and you're listed on the contact information on my website, marylins.ca. So you can be proactive and take charge of your finances. You don't have to look back about what you did. You can consider what you can and will do in the future. The phone number, 416-863-7501. I'll repeat that, 416-863-7501. It's never too late to start. Just make up your mind, make the call, ask your questions, and be empowered. Thank you, Darren.
You're welcome, Marilyn. It's always a pleasure.
Next, we'll learn how to deal with allergies naturally from Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic, and then hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto will join us, and we'll learn more about hearing, hearing our best, and hearing aids. So lots more to come, all from a woman's perspective with me, Marilyn Weston, and your team here on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello, I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. for seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
You love your neighborhood, you love your home. If it's getting to be too much to handle, share it. Golden Girls Canada is a resource for shared living for single, mature adults. Start living life like it's golden. Go to goldengirlscanada.ca.
Week to week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic addresses a health issue and explains how we can deal with it naturally. And she's with us this morning. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So this time of year, a lot of my patients are coming in sneezing, runny nose, itchy, watery eyes, headaches, all those kinds of allergy issues that we tend to see in the spring. And summer pollen is present. It's actually all over my lawn chairs right now and all over my car. And it starts with trees, and then we get into grass, certainly late summer. Of course, ragweed begins. But warm weather, actually, which we're getting right now, which is perfect. Unfortunately, it's also a perfect environment for mold spores, and these mold spores tend to peak in late summer. And this is a problem certainly for asthma and allergy, patients with asthma and allergy. And one of the ways to avoid mold inside are to actually put, for example, dehumidifier to help with the moisture. So we're expecting obviously some more humid weather, so definitely we want to add some dehumidification into the house. But one of the things I really focus on with patients in addition to supplements is a product that I've been using, or a treatment that I've been using, I should say, called low-dose enzyme-activated immunotherapy. In short, it's LDA therapy. And that particular therapy, this therapy actually uses very low doses of what we call a broad-based mixture of allergens, things like inhalants, foods, chemicals. And what it actually does is help to desensitize the person from these allergies. So the treatment is actually given every 6 to 8 weeks until the person actually no longer is affected by the allergen. So the unique thing about this is it doesn't just address pollen and seasonal allergies, but we can actually use it for patients with food sensitivities as well, and actually even food allergies. So the kind of things we look at that we can address with the low-dose immunotherapy is things like runny nose, sinus headaches, asthma, bronchitis, chronic fatigue, even fibromyalgia, because we know, for example, that fibromyalgia, it can be related to a lot of inflammation, for example. And what patients notice is that about a 70% improvement after the first treatment, and usually we have to do about three treatments at a minimum, and they're usually done 6 to 8 weeks apart. But I've really noticed a big difference even with patients that have come in, for example, with I had a patient with a dog allergy, and she just bought a new dog. Dog was really cute, and she didn't want to get rid of the dog. So we did some LDA therapy with her, and now she's able to kind of hug her dog and enjoy her dog. So these things can be helpful. This kind of treatment can be helpful for outdoor allergens, pollens, as well as seasonal allergies, foods, and even your pet allergies.
So I'm curious, I don't have allergies, but I have friends that do. Is this relatively new? Because I've never heard of LDA.
It's new. I've been doing it at my clinic for probably the last couple of years. I did the training. The actual individual who created this was actually an allergist out of the U.S., and they've been doing training for practitioners in Canada. And the unique thing about it is that it's using homeopathic doses of these particular allergens. So it's not a chemical, it's not a synthetic, it's a homeopathic dose, which then allows the body to create, if you will, an antibody to help retrain the body to not react to these things. So I've seen really great improvements even with chemical sensitivities, which are sometimes hard to treat as well. And then other things we use are, you know, nutritional supplements when patients are in the middle of allergy season. Things like multivitamins, probiotics, various different supplements, vitamin A, C, and zinc. Those things can help to reduce histamine response. But certainly, and of course, you know, I always tell patients who have allergies using a HEPA filter, a good air cleaner at home. So these are common things that I often refer to patients to investigate, and certainly I help patients with that are in the middle of these kinds of allergy issues. But LDA can certainly be helpful as a preventative treatment.
Well, I'm intrigued, and I'm going to share that information to everyone listening today. Listen, LDA, ask Dr. Betty Rosendahl. Perhaps you can have less allergy symptoms. All you have to do to explore the possibilities is call Dr. Betty. I have the number 905-707-2001. And the website, thornhillnaturopathic.ca. There's a link from my website in the contacts list. All you have to do is log on to marilyns.ca. It's simple. It's amazing what you can learn and what maybe could help you that didn't help you 10 years ago. So explore the possibilities and find out if this works for you. 905-707-2001. Dr. Betty will help you find a natural way to deal with your allergies. Thanks, Dr. Betty. I look forward to hearing more next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
Now, if the minutes of your life are ticking by and you're missing the voices of those to whom you speak, not because they don't call you, but because you can't hear them properly, you most certainly can address the problem and hear them clearly in the future. All you need is the help and advice of hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. So today I wanted to share some information with you about hearing aids that you might not know. Now, with the heat of summer upon us, hearing aids will be subjected to moisture more than ever. As you might think, hearing aids and moisture sound like they shouldn't really go together. And you would be right. When the temperature rises, we get more phone calls for hearing aid problems. Things happen. Hearing aids get wet, and they can stop working. But this is no reason to stop being active. Most modern hearing aids are designed to be moisture and dust resistant, and they are rather durable. But if the hearing aid do stop working, there are things that you can do other than bringing the hearing aids to the clinic. Number one, do a thorough cleaning of the hearing aids and change the wax filters. Drying your hearing aid. There are many ways to do this, but most common is putting rice in a Tupperware container and leaving them in there overnight. Now, under no circumstances should you use a heat source like a microwave or an oven. This will damage or even burn the hearing aids, which will cause permanent damage. Now, sometimes when all of those things you do might not help, it's time to come into the clinic for a deep cleaning. Now, the worst case scenario, we send the hearing aid to the factory for a full repair. Which leads me to my story for this week. Many years ago, we had a gentleman who was recently widowed who brought his hearing aid in for service. It had gotten waterlogged when he forgot them in his pants pocket before running them in the laundry. He left the hearing aid with us so we could dry it for him. Now, after an evening in our dryer, we checked on the hearing aid and it was working the next day. So we called him to come pick it up. When he arrived, he admitted that he was learning how to do laundry, and this was actually the third time he forgot his hearing aid in his pocket. The other two times, the hearing aid actually was just fine. So, don't put your hearing aid in your pocket. If it's not in your ear, make sure it's in the case. If it's not in the case, it's in your ear and nowhere else.
Well, there are ways of saving it, you say, and there are simple things to do. So if you have a hearing aid and you're encountering problems because you're working out or the humidity is high, just call Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, and he'll help you and tell you what to do. Edmund, what's your phone number?
The phone number to reach us is 416-754-4327.
416-754-4327. And I guess there are new hearing aids now that are moisture resistant, so that's even easier, right, Edmund?
Absolutely. Now with the rechargeable hearing aids, these containers are usually sealed, so there's no water that's able to get inside, and the hearing aids are much more durable.
So it's all about knowing and asking the right questions so that you're satisfied and know how to proceed. When it comes to your hearing, there's no one better than Edmund Ivazian. His number again, 416-754-4327. Thank you, Edmund. I look forward to another educational moment next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn. Take care.
Now, we'd usually speak with our Cupid matchmaker, Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. Unfortunately, she can't join us today. However, she did share many happy stories with us in the past. And what I've learned from her is that anyone ready to meet someone new can do so and even meet that right person to make their heart sing once they contact matchmaker Linda Miller and her team at Misty River Introductions. Age is not a barrier. All you need is to be ready yourself and then call 1-877-334-9041. Once you get acquainted with Linda and her team, and she gets to know you and gets a sense of what would make you truly happy, then she can let you know what she has for you. So you can explore the possibilities and understand how Cupid and Misty River Introductions can help you, and you can meet your perfect match. It costs nothing to have a confidential in-person consultation and then move on from there if you wish. It can all be done by phone or Zoom. You can also log on to mistyriverintros.com, and there you'll see Linda's blogs, the live chat, and more. Or, if you prefer, you can call the number I gave you before. It's toll-free, 1-877-334-9041. Speak, listen, learn, and then you'll be able to decide for yourself if Cupid can bring you what you want. All it takes is your desire and the right questions to get started. That's 1-877-334-9041. Cupid is waiting for your call. Next, women's health expert Dr. Vivian Brown, author of A Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, joins us with her weekly health tip. Then realtor Melanie Martin will bring us her deal of the week for properties north of Toronto. And there's lots more to come. So you'll be empowered with facts from a woman's perspective with me, Marilyn Weston, and your team right here on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome to Specsaver, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, and author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. Such a pleasure to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you and to learn from you. So what are we talking about today?
Well, I wanted to give the audience some really specific information on COVID vaccines and mammograms. You know, we've learned that some things are really important. And one of the things that happens when people take a COVID vaccine is occasionally they get swelling of the lymph glands under the arm or in different parts around the neck. This is not worrisome. It's a reaction to the vaccine. Your immune system is working well, and that's fine. But if you happen to do a mammogram at this particular time, it may look to the radiologist that you have glands that are swelling in an area that may be related to breast. So the Society of Breast Imaging in the U.S. has come out with some guidelines. They suggest that you do a routine mammogram before being vaccinated for COVID, or you wait 4 to 6 weeks after a vaccine for your mammogram. And that's trying to avoid seeing swollen glands or lymphadenopathy, which is the medical term, on a mammogram report that may look worrisome when in fact it's a reactive node, it's a reactive gland to the vaccine, and has nothing to do with the risk of breast cancer.
Wow, that's really good information. I really appreciate knowing that for myself, and I think every listener should know that that useful advice is worth taking. So if you haven't had your vaccine yet, have your mammogram beforehand. And if you have had your vaccine, make sure it's 4 to 6 weeks after your vaccine that you have your mammogram. You don't want to have a problem.
Exactly right, Marilyn. You don't want a gland that looks like it's reacting to something worrisome on a picture of a mammogram when in reality it's a normal reaction to the vaccine.
A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. You get useful advice, clear language, and Dr. Brown makes sense of medical advice. So you don't have to worry. You know what to do in advance. And here, this is the advice. Remember about mammograms. Remember about COVID vaccine. And also remember the name of the book, A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, and ask for it either in your local bookstore or you can order it from me. Simply call 416-504-6777. My copies are signed copies, so a great gift for yourself or anyone. 416-504-6777. You can take charge of your health, and this book can be a good guidepost. Thank you, Dr. Brown. I look forward to learning from you next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
As the last of your tension drips away and Pierre has magically pressed out the last knot, right before you checked, double-checked, and rechecked just how beautiful your hair, makeup, and nails look, a splendid sigh will surface. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Spa. For a complete list of services, call 416-925-6306. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Center on Yonge, just south of St. Clair.
Well, at the beginning of the show, I let you know that we all have a head start for the spring-summer season because unofficial summer was Victoria Day. So if your goal is to find a home, cottage, or land north of Toronto, you can do it for this summer season. Realtor Melanie Martin is the expert who can help you or anyone fulfill their wish list, and she joins us now with her deal of the week. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yes, I'm happy to join you this week because I'm thinking about those first-time buyers and how difficult it is to get into the marketplace these days. We still have quite a few properties coming out on the market this late spring, beginning of early summer soon. And I wanted to talk about a potential here for either an investor or, as I said, a first-time buyer. You've got a home here that's a beautiful raised bungalow with 3 bedrooms up and 2 bedrooms down, but it's a legal duplex. So right now it's generating income of about net $40,000 per year. Now that means $40,000 in your pocket after expenses, because rents are quite reasonable up in Barrie, but still they're generating a good income for you. But I'm thinking about the first-time buyers saying, what if you live in this beautiful bungalow, 3 bedrooms upstairs, full washroom, walk out to a beautiful deck and a full backyard, a decent lot of 50 by 120, but maintain the income of this second unit, which is still going to net you about $15,000 and change per year, and that'll help cover your mortgage. Now, what do you think of that one, Marilyn?
Well, how much is it, Melanie?
Oh, I didn't mention that, did I?
No.
Only $749,900. That's quite reasonable for this property.
Well, you've made my jaw drop again. $749,999 for a legal duplex that can generate $40,000 worth of income after expenses, or $15,000 if you want to live in it and have someone share the downstairs. Wow. Melanie, you haven't let me down yet, and we've been talking now for months. It is possible to live north of Toronto, and you're proving it's even possible to make money living north of Toronto.
Yes, Marilyn, and this is a lovely home, too. It's a Tudor style. It has a beautiful apple tree out front with beautiful pink blossoms on it right now. I really do think someone should take advantage of this property.
So if someone wants to talk to you about this or getting their dream home and what they wish, whether it's a cottage or land or living north of Toronto, how do we reach you?
Yeah, please call Melanie at 1-800-357-4193.
1-800-357-4193. 9-3. If you're wishing and hoping that you could have a cottage north of Toronto for this summer, Melanie Martin is the person that can make it so. You can share your ideas, you can tell her your budget and your wish list, and she'll put it all together for you. It takes one phone call to get started. 1-800-357-4193. And Melanie's website is linked from my website on the contact list from marylins.ca. Melanie, thank you. And I know you're going to need at least a week to come up with another great deal. This one's hard to beat.
No, we'll have another one for you next week, Marilyn.
Thank you, Melanie. Have a great week.
You too. Take care.
In a moment, I'll be back as your wardrobe doctor. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Why do they call them cookies anyway?
Seniors Tech Services. Computer classes for seniors in Toronto and the GTA.
I wonder what this button's for.
We'll teach you and everything else about your smartphone or iPad. SeniorsTechServices.ca. We also make house calls.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Be the next to take up urban poling and never worry about falling down again. Receive 1 hour of training on the best urban poles from ADP Medical Supplies and Services. Walk straight, improve your balance, and get moving as part of your own walking group. New to urban poling? Learn the ABCs from ADP. Call Susan at 416-551-5513.
Now I'm back as Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. At the start of the show, I explained that endings can open opportunities for fresh beginnings. In the past weeks, as we enjoyed warmer days and the unofficial start of summer, I've encouraged you to do your spring cleaning and organize your closets. My closet organizing instructions are on my website, marylins.ca, and they can make it easier. I've sorted my own winter gear and closed the door on the past season, and I'm good to go for spring-summer 2021. I replaced some of my dingy whites with new items from my comfort wear by Up, and even added an ocelot print bamboo top and pant to update my more neutral looks. Cleaning and organizing my wardrobe has been a recurring ritual for me all my life. It satisfies me greatly when everything has a place and is easy to access when I dress. One of my skills is to help people dress to be comfortable, look their best, and communicate with their wardrobe effectively. The other is to guide people so they too can have the clothes that do more than just cover their bodies. Now, more than ever, anything we do to reach out to one another counts. Dressing is a way of speaking to others. When you do it right, you not only look good and feel better, you also send a message to others that you care and create a focus to your eyes. We walk masked now, but your eyes can smile. And by dressing well and conveying good vibes, you not only brighten your day, but also speak in a special way to others. A listener, her name is Sarah, called me. She downloaded my closet organizing instructions, but she couldn't release any of her clothes. We were on Zoom and she showed me a dress she loved. It was from the 70s, gorgeous, flawless, a lovely floral print fabric, a designer label, Wayne Clark, and a size 10. However, Sarah is now a size 14. Her personal style has changed, as well as her body and her lifestyle. Yes, it's a beautiful print fabric dress, but it's no longer something she should house in her closet. Closets are homes for clothes you wear. I gave Sarah some options for her dress. Start your own archive and store of a dress and pull it out when you want to smile. Repurpose it. Since Sarah sews, she could make a flattering top to wear now. She also could give it to her granddaughter to play dress up. Or she could try to sell it as a designer vintage dress. Or she could donate it and help a worthy cause. It's up to Sarah, and she's made a decision. Sarah decided to release the past and donated her dress. She's since done so with many other items of clothes that no longer fit Sarah 2021. She's made space in her closet, got a true picture of what clothes she has to wear and what looks good on her, and has gained a fresh perspective of how she wants to dress now and in the future. Together, she and I have pulled together a capsule of 8 pieces of clothing, which will give her up to 24 changes or more. The stylish yet classic items will work with her existing wardrobe, and she won't miss what she's given away. Her last comment to me was in an email. She wrote, "I'm so happy I was able to make the clothes in my closet into a wardrobe that makes me look great and feel comfortable. I'm thrilled that my old Sarah clothes went to support a good cause. Rather than wish I could fit the clothes in my closet, I'm able to wear all my clothes and have a wardrobe that makes me smile and others compliment me. I couldn't have done it without you, Marilyn. Thank you." Everyone who does a personal review of their clothes in their closet can benefit not only from the order they create, but also from the satisfaction of knowing that they can dress well, be comfortable, and confident that they look their best for this season. You too can learn from Sarah. Don't feel guilty when you rid yourself of things that don't fit the you of today. Instead, release them any way you choose. Embrace and celebrate the person you are today. For those of you who need help to do this, remember me, Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. I'll gladly be your personal stylist on Zoom or by phone, and soon by appointment at my store, Marilyn's. Just call me at 416-504-6777 or email me your questions. My email is me@marilyns.ca. Now I'll take a moment and come back with Christine, the health coach, who'll give us her weekly tip. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio.
COVID lockdown has not stopped Marilyn. Introducing Marilyn's Comfort Wear by Up, featuring jackets, pants, and tops in a comfortable, washable bamboo. You'll love the way each piece feels, looks, and combines to make more than 24 outfits with just 8 items. Start with a jacket, bra-friendly tank, and pants for $180, or a wardrobe package for under $500. Order from Marilyn and choose curbside pickup or delivery. Call 416-504-6777 to get started.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. I want to talk about some of the benefits of drinking warm water. Drinking warm or hot water has a soothing effect on the muscles of the abdomen. It can provide relief from abdominal cramping as well as muscle spasms. By drinking a cup of hot water first thing in the morning, you can jumpstart your metabolism. Warm water increases body temperature and increases the rate at which your metabolism burns calories. It also prevents premature aging. Drinking warm water helps to flush compounds from the body that can accelerate aging. It also improves skin elasticity by aiding in repairs of your cells. Warm water clears nasal and throat congestion. It can naturally dissolve phlegm and clear your airways. It not only clears out nasal congestion, but it also soothes a sore throat symptom as well. It prevents constipation. Hot water can help you maintain regular bowel movements. Dehydration is a frequent cause of reoccurring constipation problems, not to mention that the movement of the bowel slows down as it fills up. The hot water can finish breaking down food remnants and flush them through the intestines. Now, it also aids your digestive process. It is believed that drinking cold water during a meal might promote hardening of oils in the food and lead to a fat deposit in the intestine. As mentioned previously, warm water boosts and aids the digestive process. So for more information, just call me at 416-809-4084, or you can visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com.
Well, Christine, a couple of weeks ago, you changed my regimen so I would drink a glass of water before I did anything else every morning. Now it's going to be a cup of warm water. So thank you for that advice. I do want to jumpstart my metabolism. And if you want to jumpstart yours, then call Christine and have a conversation and find out what's best for you to do to maintain your health and to get a fitness regimen that you can actually do and enjoy. 416-809-4084. Thank you, Christine. I look forward to learning more next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Welcome to Specsaver, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday.
Seniors
to
get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Next, Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile is someone who has seamlessly moved many people, joins us today. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. You know, I thought that given it's the last weekend of May and the province is gearing up to gradually reopen, many of us of all ages are ready for a reset. Everyone has slightly different needs, so I thought I'd give people an idea about how we tailor our range of services to meet our clients' individual requirements. After all, senior move management companies didn't even exist 2 decades ago, and usually our new clients haven't faced a move in years. For sure, they were younger the last time they did it and either managed their own move or used corporate relocation services. I know from some of our inquiries that there's still some confusion out there about what we do exactly, and so I thought I'd share 3 examples. Let's start with Dawn. Dawn had lived in the same house in Toronto for 36 years. She and her husband had raised their 2 sons there, and the boys had long ago left the nest. One's living in the Kitchener-Waterloo area and has his own family, and the other son relocated to British Columbia with his partner. 2 years after her husband passed away, Dawn, with her family's encouragement, made the decision to move to a condo near her existing home and close to her friends and doctors. She was tired of all the responsibilities of home maintenance, and most days the stairs were feeling like they were just too much. As we know, real estate's been booming, and Dawn wanted to cash in on the equity of her existing home and simplify her life. She needed our help with the physical aspects of her move, and she also wanted our advice and support on how to get rid of the things she wouldn't be needing in her just-renovated condo. Dawn didn't want to burden her out-of-town sons, and we helped her with space planning, room-by-room downsizing, and we scheduled sales and donations. We brought in our dream team to professionally pack for her in 1 day. We oversaw reliable movers the next day, and on day 3, we unpacked everything for Dawn, organizing every room and closet, and tastefully installed her art and decor. There were towels in her bathroom, her bed was made, and Dawn's life was greatly simplified. We helped her with both the emotional and physical aspects of her transition, and really Dawn's experience is reflective of the services that we most often provide. Sometimes, though, Moving Seniors with a Smile is engaged to focus solely on our clients' moves. Take Sheila and Dawn. Sheila's a bit of a dynamo, had downsized before when they moved from a larger home, and had family and friends who actually wanted the items they weren't keeping. They felt comfortable making their own space planning and downsizing decisions, but they didn't want to run into issues with some of the less ethical moving companies out there, and definitely wanted our help with the packing and perhaps more importantly, the unpacking and setting up. They wanted to settle in right away with their art on the walls. They didn't want to face all the boxes on their own. They also didn't want to have to research and vet different companies that offer complementary services, especially in these challenging times. For Sheila and Dawn, it was less about the emotional support that we offer and more about our general contracting role and our relationship with vetted and reputable companies. So my third example is one where our sensitivity and continued support is as crucial as our expertise. For Kathy, the loss of both her parents over the last year was still very raw. And with her brother living in the U.S., she reached out to assist her with sorting and disposing of the contents of the family home. What to sell, what to keep, what to donate, and what to do with the rest. It can be overwhelming to deal with all that while grieving, and at the same time taking care of your own family and work obligations. We assisted Kathy and her out-of-town sibling with all of it and worked closely with their realtor to stage and prepare their parents' house for its sale. In each of these three examples, we met our clients where they were at, physically and emotionally, and we provided much-needed peace of mind with our tailored downsizing and senior move management solutions. At Moving Seniors with a Smile, we offer a complimentary consultation in the GTA, and we can help you navigate your next transition, wherever you're at the process, with a smile.
Well, Lori, senior move managers like you didn't exist 20 years ago, as you said. So closing the door on past moves or wondering what moving is like today is all about people like you and your company, Moving Seniors with a Smile. Those three stories warmed my heart. And I know that every single person that you help, you tailor the move to what their needs are. If someone wants to have that consultation, who do they call?
You can call me at 416-697-8106.
416-697-8106. Don't worry about moving. Ask your questions, get your answers, and then the future will be brighter just because you know Lori Bell. Thank you, Lori, and I look forward to another happy story next week.
A pleasure, and stay safe. Have a good week.
You too. Now, accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center joins us. He's an expert in helping people find the most efficient way to solve their problems and create their forever home. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. And this week, I have a happy story for you. A couple of weeks ago, I got a call from Jim. He was explaining to me how his 25-year-old daughter, Alex, lives with him and has MS, multiple sclerosis. It's a chronic condition involving your central nervous system. In a very short form, it makes it hard for your brain to send signals to the rest of your body. As it stands, her condition and mobility aren't that bad, but Alex's mobility is starting to decline. Alex can currently do everything on her own, but she's starting to notice that she is getting tired quite easily, and stepping over bigger barriers like a bathtub and a step out to her patio is getting challenging. Her father, Jim, told me that they are on a limited budget and need fast and affordable solutions to overcome some of the barriers in his home. And this is where I think Total Access Center really strives at and comes through, because we have so many different solutions for you that are quick, easy, and efficient. So we started in the bathroom. Alex is having a lot of trouble getting in and out of her bathtub. So we have something called a bathtub cutout. So if you have an existing bathtub right now that's acrylic or steel, we can cut out the middle of your tub and make the step much, much lower than it currently is. So instead of having 14 inches or a 16-inch step, we can make it a 6-inch or 7-inch step. And this is going to help Alex a lot, because just having that little small help to get in and out of that tub is really going to change her life. Now, getting out to the patio like I was talking about, there's a 3-inch lip to get inside and outside of her house, and this leads to the patio. And for anybody that has a mobility device or has trouble even with their balance, even something as small as a 1/4 inch is very hard to navigate. So we have something called a foldable threshold ramp. This is portable. You can fold it out of the way when you don't need it. And when you do need it, you unfold it, put it down on the ground, and now you can get rid of that threshold and just walk using this ramp. It's unbelievable. It's lightweight. It's not very expensive. You can get them for $300. There's less. And they come in so many different sizes. But for Alex, this was the perfect solution because it's quick, fast, and efficient. And lastly, getting inside of her house, she has a railing on the left-hand side, but on the right-hand side is a brick wall without any railing or support. So Total Access Center is going to install a railing on the brick wall. We have different colors. They come in bronze, chrome, brushed nickel, or black. You can pick your colors. They stand up to the winter. There's no problem. And now Alex will have something to balance on and be sturdy getting in and out of the home. So these are all very simple solutions. We did this job over the past weekend. It only took us under 3 hours to complete everything, and now Alex is set for the future until things have to get a little bit more involved.
So basically, you're the PT 109 of accessibility. People can call, tell you their problem, and you can offer solutions that are effective and prompt. If someone has things that are creating an obstruction to the pleasure in their home and they want solutions, how do we reach you, Daniel?
You can call me at 647-206-6409.
647-206-6409. And it wouldn't be a show if you didn't give us a show special. So what is it today?
For sure. And I'd like to give the Total Home Safety Check for free for the first three callers today. What this is, it's an assessment of your home, top to bottom. Whatever challenges you're having, we can address them. What I do is I give you a full written report of what we can do for solutions. I give you pictures and prices to know how much it's going to cost to make these things happen in your home. It's called the Total Home Safety Check. It's usually $89.95, and like I said before, free today for the first three callers.
So 647-206-6409. If there are things that are impeding you in your home and you want to improve them, the solution doesn't have to be complicated, but it needs an expert like Daniel Wiskin. Give him a call, and if you want that Total Home Safety Check, the first three callers are going to get it for free. 647-206-6409. Thank you, Daniel, and I look forward to another happy story next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Once again, it's time to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers and essential service providers. And thank you to Kelly and Carlos and the production team. And thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And thank you to you for making time to spend with us this hour. Tick tock, tick tock, the seconds fly by. The minutes, the hours of our lives seem to run by. This hour is almost over. I encourage you to take time to enjoy life while you journey towards your goals. Recognize that endings can create opportunities for fresh beginnings. When you take the time for yourself and think things through, you may discover what makes you happy. Living each day well will get you closer to your goals and dreams. When you stop and find you've reached the end of a chapter and can't go the way you intended, don't beat yourself up. No if onlys. No I should have done's. Be kind to yourself. Admit you tried your best, and if that's not the case, well, there's always a new day and a fresh opportunity to try harder next time. A new beginning. All you need to do is resolve to start again in that moment and make use of your time to reimagine your future and go forward armed with the experience from your past and the knowledge you gleaned by seeking your answers. Myself and the From a Woman's Perspectives team are here for you. We take pleasure in giving you our best when you ask for our help. Our contact information is on marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. Just click on Zoomer Radio and then you'll see the list. You're always welcome to call me as well at 416-504-6777. Knowledge will empower you, so don't hesitate to reach out and get information you need to accomplish your wants, desires, and goals, and then go confidently towards your future. Always remember, there's no shame in failure. You try, you seek, you stop when you need to, and then start again when you're ready. Try your best today to begin again if necessary. The restart may change your life. You have approximately 10,000 minutes before it's next Saturday at 8 and we speak again. In the meantime, work on your to-do list. Enjoy your minutes and your hours and your days. Be well, stay safe, and live your best until we speak again from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. Bye for now. Take care.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello, I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
seniors
to
seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.